All right, Friday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. We're going to get the all things shut down. The Gaza deal. I'm going to do some miscellaneous stuff at the beginning. Let me say hey to everybody in the Rumble chat tonight. Jay GCK is on. Guitar Glenn is on. Arcady Angel is on. Mr. Cool Dude is on. Jules 21 Hours is on. Big Scott 1 is on. Shint Su Dad is on. Nate Dad 1. I was careful. Johnny F62 is on. Laura Jean Lynn is on. Buckeye Nut 1968 is on. Hassle Free TV is on. Guitar Glenn is on. Charlie 340 is on. Johnny F62 is on. Robin Aroni is on. Granite 2468 is on. JD Joy 25 is on. Big Scott 1 is on. Let me see here. Veronica 18201 is on. Salty Gonads is on. Sun Woo 45 is on. Hans Lick Donovan is on. USA Abbey Girl is on. Peg McGroin is on. Let's see. K4 VMS is on. Todd Suff is on. Let me see here. Scrolling down. Sheila K is on. Linemanson is on. Conservative Warrior is on. Sherry Gilbert is on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Let me grab a couple more. There's one of my favorite names. Hugo Stiglitz is on. Let me grab a couple more here. LA 106 Times is on. D9597 is on. Let me grab at least one more. Jesus Mighty Name is on. That's a good one to end on. All right, before I'm going to get into, I'm going to do some miscellaneous stories to begin with, but just off of the pregame, talking about the shutdown, just in case I don't get to it tonight, which is always possible. Just off of the camouflage, well, it's not camouflage. That's giving the Democrats too much credit. It's just all bold-faced lies. When they say, again, and I know that all of you that watch this podcast have already heard this ad nauseum, but here's another angle to it because I've talked about it as far as Medi-Cal was concerned. But one of the areas that I left off, I've talked about it, but very briefly, was ERs. This is how the Democratic Party works. They are all lies. They are all trying to figure out a way to have some sort of plausible deniability in the midst of their bold-faced lies. So what they say all the time is, you know, again, the Schumer shutdown here. Here we are, day three, I think, of the Schumer shutdown. I hope we're talking about the Schumer shutdown 120 days from now because it'll have absolutely no effect on any of us. But anyway, what they're saying, of course, Democrats, is that they do not want Medicaid for illegals. They don't want Medicaid to pay for healthcare for illegals. So for the ease of conversation, Medicaid for illegals. That's what they keep saying, right? Not that, and they can't really ever explain why it is that they want $1.3 trillion worth of new debt and deficits added onto this CR, but they can't explain it, but we all know exactly what it is because that was the part that Trump took away from illegals receiving Medicaid and able-bodied men from receiving Medicaid, both of which I think we can all agree should not be receiving Medicaid. And whenever you actually talk to a Democrat, they will say, this is what they say, and this is their plausible deniability, this is the duplicitous nature that they all have. If you ask a Democrat, are you okay with illegals receiving Medicaid? They will say this, it's unlawful. I didn't ask you that. Are you okay? Do you want illegals to receive Medicaid? We saw in the pregame, Kamala Harris was asked by Jake Tapper, do you want illegals to receive Medicaid? And she says, let me make this clear. And let's translate into Democratic Party ease, shall we? Let me make this clear. Let's translate into what? You know, just like, you know, the vaccines are safe and effective. They're unsafe and ineffective, except for very effective at causing harm. So that it's exactly the opposite of what they're saying. So when she says, let me make this clear, what she's saying is, let me make this as murky as possible. Because then she goes on to not answer the question, because Jake Tapper very clearly, to his credit, asked her, do you want illegals to receive Medicaid? And she says, let me make this clear. I do not want any resident of the United States to go without health care. So do you want illegals to receive Medicaid? Let me make this clear. They will never answer the question. And they're adding $1.3 trillion to pay for Medicare for illegals. Now, how they hide this is through one of the many corridors. You can hide it in many ways. Two very, very common ways of hiding this is to put it into the state Medicaid fund. And it may not be called state Medicaid. It's always called something else, like Medi-Cal. That's Medicaid in California, paid for by the state, subsidized by Medicaid. Does that make sense, Aaron?
Yep.
All right, so that's it. So what they do with some of those funds in the state that are coming from Medicaid is fund ERs. Now, the Democrats have closed rural ERs because they're all in red areas who don't do this. But in urban areas like LA, Chicago, New York, they have these Medi-Cal programs, or these New York they'll call it New York Aid or Illinois Aid. And they'll say these are all state funds. Yeah, they're state funds that came from Medicaid. And what they do is they fund their ERs. So what they do is they go, no, these were Medicaid funds, even though Medicaid funds their state fund that funds their ER. So far, so good, Aaron?
Yep.
All right, and then they say, well, ERs are different. You know, everybody can go and get care from an ER. And so it does. So what they do is make sure that every immigrant, every bit of immigrant medical services is tabulated, designated as ER. Does everybody see it? That's what they do. So whether they go in there with a hangnail, ER, they could go in there, you know, with a, you know, some abrasions. ER, you know, they go in there with a headache. ER, and they actually send them to the ER so that it is paid for by Medicaid, but it's not really paid for by Medicaid. It's paid for by a fund funded by Medicaid. That's all that it is. And everybody knows this. And it's actually in Mike Johnson's. And if I get to it tonight, you'll see it. Mike Johnson gets cut off by both CNN and MSNBC as he explains this very fact that I just explained to you on section 57 of his 24-page rebuttal to the Democratic Party's opinions about all of this. So anyway, just the stats on that. ERs, this is what ERs in 2024 spent on illegals. Can anybody guess? $9.3 billion. Where did that come from, Aaron?
Us.
Yeah, it's Medicaid. And yet Chuck Schumer will actually walk up to a podium and say that Medicaid doesn't fund it. But $9.3 billion of it did. 8,000 illegals went to the ER in Denver. Who paid for that? They had a budget shortfall of $10 million. Who paid for that? You and I did. And just one last thing on this. It's not really directly about the Schumer shutdown. But you just saw that last video. Now, not only do we have, Biden himself led in somewhere between 15 to 30 million people into this country. Pretty much three New Yorks in his 4 years let them in illegally into the country and put them all under different designations. And that's another argument the Democrats use. These are not illegals using these Medicaid services. These are people who are granted special privileges by the Biden administration, deeming them legal.
Oh.
They just go in there and just deem them legal. Because they flew them across in a 747, they're deemed legal. Because they're in a parole program. Even though they're illegal, nobody knows who they are. Or because Biden bussed them in over the border, they had them report to the port of entry so they didn't count as a border stat. And then bussed them across the border themselves, so they weren't technically illegal.
Right.
Even though they were illegal. But anyway, I digress. So, but besides all of those, and again, I know you hear this all the time in this podcast, anybody who tells you that our country is a country of 320 million people is absolutely delusional. We're somewhere over 400 million people because that is from the 2006 census. Can we all agree that we are not 320 to 330 million people?
No.
Can we all agree on that, please? So that's where we are. So in this population, who knows how many illegals we have? We know we have somewhere between 15 and 30 million that Biden let in over the last 4 years. We know that. But on top of all that, we have 55 million visa holders. And Trump has pledged to look at each one because many of them stay over their visa time. And what does that make you when you stay over your visa time?
Illegal.
There it is. And so they're checking 55 million. And people want to talk, Democrats want to talk about how closed-hearted Republicans are. And we have 55 million visa holders in here. Not to mention every year, 1 to 2 million people are allowed to legally enter into this country. And again, that's chain migration. So it's really for every one. So when you say 1 million are allowed in per year. It's over that, but 1 million per year are allowed in legally that actually go through the process. That's chain migration. So it's 1 to 8 for every one. So it's really 1 to 8 million are let in every year legally. Give me a legally, Aaron.
Legally?
That's legal because it's chain migration. Because if you're let in and you got your wife and your 4 kids and your grandma, your grandpa, and your dad, and your mom, and your aunt, and your uncle, they let them all in. It's a fact. Let's just check into it. It's all a fact. All right, so let's go. Let's look at some Charlie Kirk stuff here. You know, like, I'm going to do the Charlie Kirk stuff. Then we're going to do some cabal stuff, CBDC cabal stuff. We're going to do some heavy-duty cabal stuff tonight. I mean, I preached about it last Sunday. It's absolutely unreal what's happening in the world right now, but there's also lots of good news, so don't need to start hearing ominous music playing. But let's break down before we get into the cabal stuff. Let's do two videos on the Kirk shooting from Alex Jones and from his guest speaker. Alex Jones video, investigators ask, why is there no visible blood at the scene of Charlie Kirk's assassination? Let's look at the first video. Play for me.
Out there have not treated a human being that's been shot. Okay. Those of us that have know blood is everywhere, Alex. It is, I don't want to say the F word, everywhere.
Blood is fucking everywhere.
It's fucking everywhere. It'd have been over everybody's hands. It would have been over all of their shirts, pants, especially an artery shot like that. It's not possible that just no one has any blood on their, even their hands. So to me, what I want to know now is, you know why? I was very suspicious about why we're not getting this high fidelity camera footage from right behind Charlie Kirk. And now I want to know, show me that footage. Because that footage is going to show me exactly what you're doing to treating Charlie Kirk. And I think, again, I'm not a conspiracy theory guy. Alex, I think, you know, I've been on your show enough times that you would agree. I'm very level headed with this stuff. Tell me why Turning Point, no one treated Charlie Kirk. No one tried to stop the bleeding. You can see it right here. No blood on anyone's hands. Weird things being passed off. Bizarre. Absolutely bizarre. So I'm not willing to say this is nefarious, but I am willing to say nobody tried to save his life. I'm 100% confident in that. I can watch it right here in front of me. And then the question is why? Why is nobody, Alex, when you're talking about a carotid artery injury, what I'm doing immediately when I roll up on somebody and they've got an arterial wound, I'm burying my hands inside of that wound before nobody's taking a shirt off. Nobody's getting gauze. Like, you don't have gauze? Get a shirt off. Give me some clothes. I need to pack that wound.
And again, if you've ever worked emergency scenes, okay, that's not common what we just saw there. Can we all agree?
Yeah.
Whenever Brent's in here on Monday and, Mondays and Fridays, got another cop in here who's worked emergency scenes. I've worked many emergency scenes. This is not common behavior. See the way they're acting, guys? Listen, we're going to have to ask tough questions. And I know this audience is red-pilled, so it's not really difficult. We've all got differing opinions. Some people don't think I go hard enough on Israel. There's no proof, guys. I mean, do I think it's an intel op? I do. Absolutely think it's an intel op. Do I think that Tyler Robinson is the unilateral shooter? No. Do I believe that Tyler Robinson shot him? No. Do I believe Tyler Robinson was on campus? Somewhat.
Yeah, maybe.
Somewhat. Yeah. And we're going to get into that in a minute. But this is not common behavior. Is that what you would look like if your friend was bleeding out?
No.
Is it? And again, just like, and I apologize for not knowing the guest speaker's name. It is Aaron, and maybe Aaron can find it for me. See if you can find it, Aaron, while I'm yapping. See if you can find the guest speaker on that, if you pull it up on
Nate Cornacchia.
Nate?
Yeah, Cornacchia.
Nate Cornacchia. You're the man, buddy. All right, Nate Cornacchia. There we go. All right, because I want to give due credit, because I've actually watched an entire 30-minute segment with Nate Cornacchia and Alex Jones. And Nate Cornacchia is, for me so far... Not outside, but along with the, and I can't remember his name right now either. That's great. But anyway, just don't watch him that often. But the video we played last night with Osama bin Laden's shooter. But anyway, those two guys to me have been the best so far because they don't have an angle. They're looking at pure evidence. And this is pure evidence here. And the guy on the right is filming this on your left. Is filming this with his glasses. And actually, you can see him click his glasses on in different videos also. Mm-hmm. Now, you look at this normal. This is not. Look at the guy on our right. Is that normal behavior? Is it? See him click his camera lights on? See him kick his. Now, if you went down, see him kick it on? Okay. Now, if you went down to go and help your friend not bleed out, and none of these guys know whether he's going to bleed out or not. would you be clicking something on your son? Would that be? Would that have anything to do? Would you even be thinking about your sunglasses? Would you ever reach out? And people are like, well, maybe he's not turning a camera on. Well, would you be adjusting them?
No.
As you go down to try to plug a bullet hole, trying to lend aid to your friend, would you even do this? And look at the facial expressions. Is that the facial expressions you would have? I mean, they really look like what they look like they're doing is preparing hamburgers to go on a grill.
Yeah.
That's the intensity level. And the only intensity is the little handoff here that we, you know, that could be car keys, but is it? And why were all the cameras taken down? And why now is this entire scene gone?
Yeah.
Well, of course they're going to take down the turn. No, it's not they've taken down the Turning Point tent. They've taken down every ounce of everything in that area and paved over it with concrete. This entire scene is now gone. Why would you ever? Now, what are we into this? 3 weeks? You would leave this scene up forever because you might go back and find a bullet fragment.
Yep.
You would leave it up for forever. Why was there, and this is the next video, why was there no crime scene ever put up? I mean, there was no crime scene tape ever put up. After Charlie Kirk was shot and his body was gone, people were stealing hats off of the Turning Point table. Brent knows this. If cops are anything, whether you like cops or not, if we are anything, cop myself for 25 years, Brent a cop for many, many years in Cincinnati. If we are anything, we are crime scene tape addicts. We're going to get the crime scene tape out and cordon off a scene and contain a scene. Do you realize that was never done? Do you realize right now we don't even have confirmation that there was ever an autopsy done? And if it was, it would be an absolute miraculous time. So this is just very odd behavior. And as Nate Cornegia said, why does nobody have blood on them? Not one spot. If that was you and we all saw his wound, the exit wound that was to his left, the left side of his neck, which means he was shot from where, Aaron?
From the back right.
From the back right, because yep. It went through his left side of his neck.
Yep.
Really, the front left of his neck. So, because it was very visible. And Osama bin Laden shooter last night says very clearly an exit wound. Okay, who would know? The man who's actually executed many, many people? Who has seen many, many exit wounds? Or the FBI, who are a bunch of social working attorneys? What's Cash Patel ever done in his life? I like Cash Patel. I hope the best for Cash Patel. Kind of, you know, not crazy about who his girlfriend is and stuff like that. But anyway, what has he ever done? He's a politician. He's a defense attorney politician. He doesn't know any of these things. So you see this weird behavior, these handoffs, the click of the sunglasses. Turning Point themselves takes down the best camera available, which is the absolute, Aaron, you can come in with tech verbiage. It's better than mine.
Yeah.
The camera right behind Charlie Kirk that would actually be able to see frame by frame the bullet going into his neck from the back right, leaving the back, going through his left side.
Yep.
It's an HD 4K camera.
Yep. 4K.
4K camera. You ever seen 4K? 4K is more alive than you and me. it's gone. Why can't we see that?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just curious. I mean, why can't we see it? So anyway, that's part one. So let's look at the next one. Alex Jones video. Again, investigators ask. Play for me.
Or incompetence, at a minimum. Everybody who says he's got it in his jeans. Oh, it's not in his jeans. It's up his back. Right. Okay. Well, we can see every angle in high fidelity. There's no rifle in his jeans.
You couldn't even put the barrel broke down in there.
Look at his back. There's no giant 30-06 buttstock coming up the back of his neck. As far as I can see, we play this a few times. He has no rifle at all. Even this tiny little backpack, I'm not sure could even fit a broken down.
You couldn't even put a compact M4 in that backpack.
I don't think so. So anybody who wants to tell me it's a broken down 30-06, I mean, I got one right here. I want to talk about this too. This is a 22 to 24 inch barrel. That's 2 feet. The barrel, even broken down, isn't fitting in that backpack. So where's his rifle, Alex? Unless this is not footage of him, or it's not footage of him going to the roof, but the FBI tells us it is, there is no rifle in his pants. There's no rifle up his back. We can very clearly see there's no rifle here, right? Are we in agreement on that?
Yes.
Yeah, we're in agreement on that. So it has to be in his backpack. A 30-06 broken down is not fitting in that backpack.
But even the butt wouldn't fit in there.
No. So Where is this rifle? How did he get the rifle to the roof? Alex, let's think about this. If you go back to the very first frame of this security camera has eyes on where he would have taken the shot from. Boom. That where you can see it in the far left corner.
Why aren't we getting the tape before this?
Why does the tape start when he's running? Why don't you show? You could show me him shooting.
Well, that goes
to
a larger issue. There's ring cameras. There's cameras everywhere. Why do we have such limited stuff right in the middle of a major city?
See, again, as usual, you have the FBI insisting upon a narrative, and then using these pictures on this video that's shown by Alex Jones. So you get this. Just freeze that for just a second. So you have the FBI insisting upon a narrative, right? Tyler Robinson, unilateral shooter, right?
Yep.
And then they say, we're using these pictures to back that narrative. And the pictures contradict the narrative that they're trying to insist upon. It reminds me of COVID. It really does. You need a vaccine. Why? Because in 0.1% of all situations, people die of this. So your own information contradicts your narrative, but yet you use it as if it backs up your narrative. It's the same thing. Now you can roll it, guys. So here you have it. I should have brought in my hunting rifle. I'm not a hunter, but I have my dad's hunting rifle. Oh, wait, no, I don't anymore. I got lost in an alligator attack last year. But anyway, yeah. All my rifles are gone.
Bummer.
But anyway, yeah, so it's a shame.
So sad.
But anyway, so here you have it. You saw the 30-06 that was on TV with Nate. Where's it going to fit in this guy? Now, they're saying that this is Tyler Robinson. How is that going to fit in the backpack? Taylor, and by the way, that's a big man right there. So, I mean, how is that going to fit in the backpack? You see him walking up the stairs. And we're supposed to believe, and the gun was broken down, but you can't break down a 30-odd barrel. It doesn't break into pieces. Where's it going to fit on him? Where's it at? Can you guys keep that? Yeah. Here's the thing. The backpack is not only, just freeze that right there. How's it going to fit anywhere there? Where's it at?
Yeah.
See, according to, how else would the gun get up there? This is the only way it could have ever gotten up there is right here. If this is your guy. This is your guy, right? And it had to be this guy that brings it up there. Where's it at? So how in the world? I mean, it's over. Can we all just say it out loud? It's over. Tyler Robinson either didn't shoot him or somehow a 30-06 was thrown on the roof for him to find.
Right.
And you're like, well, that's absolutely asinine. Go ahead, Aaron.
Oh, I was just going to say, and people were saying, oh, well, it's in his pants. Okay, well, he wouldn't be able to bend his legs to walk up those stairs if it was.
But here's the thing. It's not even that. You're right. I mean, that's absolutely totally sensical, but that's not even, I'm not bashing Aaron, but that's not even the point. You can see that it's not there.
Right.
There's nowhere for it to be. And then Aaron, back up Aaron's point, we have him walking.
Yeah.
And in order for him to be walking with a barrel, one leg would have to be completely stiff and he'd have to be holding onto it because how else would the barrel stay in his pants?
Right.
So, I mean, it's over. I mean, there is no way this happened the way that Cash Patel is insisting upon it. Where's the barrel? Where's the barrel? Where's the barrel? It's not in the back, but the backpack's this big.
Yeah.
That's a little backpack on a little man. Look how little that backpack is. This isn't the old school JanSports back in the day that they themselves couldn't fit that barrel in them either. But this that's like a mini JanSport. Why is this the only part of the video we see? Why is this all that we see? We see him once he leaves the alleged spot where he took the shot spot. You know, that's all. Why can't we see him take the shot? You know why we can't? You know why, Aaron? You know why, Brett? We can't see him. You know why they won't let us see him take the shot? Because he didn't take the shot.
Exactly.
And that would destroy their narrative. Who's in on this thing? This didn't happen. It's over. I mean, Brent was actually a homicide investigator. Aaron, Brent, would you consider this guy even a suspect at this point?
No.
Could you? He's exonerated. Whoever this is right here is exonerated.
Yeah.
Where? It's just not going to happen. You're like, Tom, get past it. I can't get past, this is where I miss cussing, nonsensical bullcrap. I can't get past it. Look at this. We're supposed to believe this? Where's it going to go? Where's it going to go? And by the way, the length of the barrel goes even further than what you can see on camera.
Yeah.
All right, so that's that. I just wanted to put that out there. And we're just going to continue on attacking it. So let's go cabal for a while here. Global cabal. Now, again, if you want to know what the future is, it is not what a Republican tells you. It's not what a Democrat tells you. It's not certainly what the globalist leftist bourgeois elite tells you. What the future is the book of Revelation 13 and 14, really the entire book of Revelation. That's, and by the way, it's the only, everybody ever noticed, not the Book of Mormon. It's not the Watchtower Book of Jehovah's Witnesses. It certainly isn't the Koran. No other, if you want to call it a religious book, is accurate outside of the Bible. That's it. Every time, right all the time.
Yep.
I mean, what other book has ever said that we were ever going to have, he causes all both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave to receive a mark on their right hand and on their forehead, that we are ever going to have a system that leverages you into a one world commerce system with a singular access point controlled by a quantum dot tattoo on your right hand or on your forehead. That only the Bible. The Quran doesn't say that. No Buddhist book says that. No New Age book says that. No other religion, not the Watchtower, not Mormons, nobody. Only the Word of God, the Bible, says these things. And only the Bible ever comes to fruition, ever. The rest of them don't. I don't know why everyone doesn't turn to the Bible. Everyone doesn't turn to the Jesus, because Jesus is the Word of God. So Jonathan Shuttlesworth, and Jonathan Shuttlesworth is the pastor of Revival. There's four different Revival Today churches. This is somebody that you need to follow. It's a man who never closed, never will, preaches the gospel, hellfire and brimstone. I mean, Matt, gotten to be now a massive ministry. I'm on his board. Yes, he is one of my, him and Rodney R. Brown are my favorite preachers. So anyway, but Jonathan put out this video that I thought was awesome. He titled it, Why Nations Where the Bible is Propagated Repel CBDC. So why do the nations that actually believe in the Bible, yet Nayib Bukele put out last week, he put out in reference to Keir, no, oh man, I just, I there's sometimes I just like to use harsher language than I do.
Yeah.
Keir, whatever, Starmer. I have other names, but I'm not going to, I can't, bleep, Starmer. when he said that it's now going to be required for every English citizen to have biometric ID to be employed, Nayib Bukele, the president of El Salvador, who we love, who carries the Holy Spirit anointing upon him,
yeah,
put out a tweet saying, Revelation, that I just, 13, 16, 7, he causes all both small and great rich and poor to receive a mark. He put that out.
Yeah.
This, he doesn't even claim to be an evangelical Christian, really, but there's something about him. He knows something, because how does he know that? And now Joe Rogan's messing around with Christianity also, because they all know it. They can smell it in the air. But the nations like El Salvador, we want to be like them, who stand in the Word of God, where the Bible, as Jonathan says, where the Bible is propagated, are going to repel central bank digital currency. This is just a riveting video. Play it for me.
Good morning, citizens. Your overnight account balances have been updated. Time to start a productive day. Final notice, your account balance is below 500. You need 50 credits by the end of the day to avoid automatic eviction. If you have missed work due to illness, you must provide a doctor's note to reclaim your credits.
Any extra credits? Please.
Tensions are high today, with more people planning to join the Citizens Against Digital Control protest. Remember, the government knows who you are at all times. Resisting is not worth the consequences. All of their newest social credit systems are designed to keep you and your family safe and efficient.
Authorities seized a record balance of an individual's credits, citing excessive hoarding.
Traffic violation detected. 7 miles per hour over the limit. 75 credits have been automatically deducted.
You have to be fucking kidding me!
Yep, you got the flu.
Your blood work shows a significant iron deficiency. I recommend incorporating more red meat into your diet.
Dr. Jones, your taxes were not filed and have been automatically deducted with late fees. Your medical license has been revoked.
Oh, hell nah, I filed an extension.
Purchase denied. Monthly red meat allowance exceeded. Try mealworms instead.
Let me through.
Attention. Unauthorized political gathering detected. Participants' access to financial services has been suspended.
Due to the speeding infraction, your car will be immobilized for 3 days.
Fuck you! Take your surveillance policies and rot in hell!
You've earned 50 bonus credits for reporting your neighbor's hateful misconduct. This content exceeds your current social credit tier. May we suggest citizen responsibility? Sarah, open the door. You have been identified by the authorities. Don't resist. Don't resist. Don't resist.
All right, so there we go. And by the way, just everybody, please keep that video. But if you want to find it, you need to follow this one of the greatest preachers ever, Jonathan Shuttlesworth, seriously. Follow him on Twitter. Get that video off him. Keep it and send it to your Democratic Party friends, because that's exactly what they want. That is what the globalist leftist bourgeois elitists represented by the Democratic Party in the United States. That's what they want. Exactly that right there. I can't even elaborate on it. It's as good as it can be. That's exactly what they want. Well, this could never happen. It's already happening in the largest country of the world. It's exactly like that already. I mean, Tom, no, you're being hyperbolic. No, I'm not. Follow another account called Song Ping Yang on Twitter. Sounds just, all you gotta do is put Song Ping. It'll go right to it. All they do is show you how all Chinese are living in 15-minute cities with social credit systems, cameras everywhere, and it's exactly like that. You can earn credits for turning your friends in. But that would never happen here. That was happening during COVID. You were encouraged by COVID task forces to turn your neighbors in. Tim Walz had troops. He doesn't want troops stopping crime, but he had troops keeping people in their houses during COVID. But then let Black Lives Matter burn his cities down. Everybody remembers that, because it's all just agenda. It's got nothing to do with whatever motives they claim to have. It's always the opposite. Well, this could never happen. Well, if you saw the pregame, it's already happened. Here's the Deputy Prime Minister of Canada 1 year ago. This didn't happen 1 year ago, but she was in that place 1 year ago, in that position 1 year ago. But this was for the truckers' anti-vax convoy that was happening in Ottawa. Look what she did. Play for me.
So you're confirming that accounts have been frozen, both personal and corporate, but you're not releasing the information. And the actual follow-up is, I'm just wondering whether the bank accounts will be targeted of individuals who donated to the Give, Send, Go and the GoFundMe campaigns. Are they considered designated people under the Emergencies Act, meaning that their credit cards could be cut and financial services are targeting them as well?
Okay, so the names of both individuals and entities, as well as crypto wallets, have been shared by the RCMP with financial institutions, and accounts have been frozen, and more accounts will be frozen.
She says that as casually as if, hey, Mom, what are we having, hamburgers or hot dogs? It's as casually as she says it. Because you know why? Her account will never be shut down, because she is a compliant political whore, globalist whore. That's who Chrystia Freeland has always been. And who was her grandfather? A Nazi? Look it up. Oh, that's right-wing conspiracy theory. Oh, really? Look it up. Just like Klaus Schwab's daddy was a Nazi. And then her own parliament at the time that she was deputy prime minister over had a Nazi speak. That's who they are, because it's the exact same demons now trying to usher in the exact same system as 1930s Germany. Oh, this could never happen. It's already happening. What's the largest country in the world? 1.4 billion people inhabit this country. Of course, that's China. Look at the system they're under right now. Play for me. That's all real. Song Ping. Follow it. There's hours of videos just like that. You go into your 15-minute city. It's a barred gate, like slatted barred gate. You swipe to get in. You swipe to get out. There, you can't get in. You can't crawl through the bars. You can't crawl over the bars. You swipe to get in, you swipe to get out. So if they want to keep you in, just turn your card off. That's what they want for all of us. And you know, who does all these people, whenever push comes to shove, who do all these people always admire? Whether it's Justin Trudeau, or whether it's Joe Biden or anybody else, or Anthony Fauci said it, that he really admires China's system during COVID. They want us to be exactly like that. You must not comply. Listen. If one of the things we have to watch out for, I like J.D. Vance. We're going to have to watch out when he becomes president, because who got him in to his office? Palantir did.
Yep.
Palantir made the most significant campaign contributions to a senatorial run just a few years ago. Aaron, who are the bigwigs? Peter Thiel. And then who's the current guy? I can't remember. I never can remember the CEO's freaking name. Just hasn't read it. I haven't seen it enough.
Alex Karp.
You need to watch these things because Peter Thiel is a devout atheist who is talking about the return of is talking about trying to stave off the Antichrist using AI.
Yeah.
So we're going to keep the Antichrist at bay, putting in a cashless system governed by AI, of course. But don't worry. And remember the globalist, leftist, bourgeois, elitist narrative and agenda is to leverage you into a one-world commerce system. One world with a singular access point to all that commerce, and that's all commerce, medical, groceries, anything, entertainment, anything, you can travel, everything. With access to that commerce, that one-world commerce system has a singular access point to it, and that access governed by them. That's what they want. That's what you see in the Song Ping video. Just like that. And it's already with the world's biggest country. It's already totally in place. And by the way, Ukraine is another testing ground. They're already completely cashless.
Yep.
Already. What are they doing in Australia? Basically completely cashless with a voluntary biometric ID. But the only problem is you can't access cash without giving them a verbal explanation of why you need it. And it's a voluntary biometric ID until every company requires that you have one. It's like going online now. You may have to have a facial recognition ID, real ID, whatever it is, to go online. That's all coming up. That's to protect the kids. Right. You know how kids are protected online? Their parents protect them.
Yep.
We really don't need Google protecting kids, the same ones they want to slaughter in the womb and lop off their penises. We really don't need them to protect our kids. So let's focus on Canada for a minute. Now, we are in the cabal section of the show, and I can't believe it's already 9:48. I may not get past cabal. It doesn't look like I'm going to, but I'm going to have to do a little bit on the Gaza thing before we go. I'm just looking at my stack here. But anyway, going back to the cabal thing, remember, they want to get us to that one-world commerce system with a single access point. Now, in order to do that, there cannot be any sort of 2 Thessalonians restraining, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 restraining. There cannot be any resistance. There cannot be any non-compliance. So what do you do when you the first step of getting people to be compliant is always what? Always what? I mean, again, I'm leaving the time up. I'm giving everybody time to think, and everybody knows that watches this anyway. What do they always do first? It's already happened in Australia. It's already happened in Great Britain. It's already happened in Ireland. It's already happened in Australia, if I didn't say that one already. But anyway, probably New Zealand too. I believe it has. What did they always do? It always happened in 1939, Hitler's Germany. It happened under Mao Zedong in China. It happened under Stalin's Russia. What always happens? The confiscation of firearms. And what do the Democrats want today? Every time there's a firearms crime committed by them, they insist that all of us who righteously carry firearms have our firearms confiscated. Again, that's like saying I'm going to cut off my penis to prevent rapes. That I don't commit. That I'm going to cut off my own penis to prevent rapes. That makes a lot of sense. But that really is the logic of the Democratic Party. So here we are, Wall Street Mav, Aaron. This Wall Street Mav video sent in by Aaron. Canada is forcing all Canadians to hand in their guns. Play it for me.
Voluntary. How is this? You say that the program is voluntary, but after the amnesty ends, the people are not in compliance with the law. So how is this truly voluntary?
So Canadians starting in Cape Breton today will be able to enroll in the program, be able to get compensated if they were to turn their firearm in, or they will be able to get compensation if they deactivate and confirm that it's deactivated with a certificate. So it is strictly voluntary. Nobody is being forced to undertake the buyback program. Well, the expectation is that they will comply, and the order in council, as you know, is being extended from this October to October of 2026. So there is a one-year window. Our expectations is that law-abiding citizens will abide by the law, and beyond that, the police of jurisdiction is tasked to, as you know, implement the criminal code.
If Canada is the rule of law, why did you offer to pay someone the difference in compensation and bail them out of jail? You're a minister. Why'd you say that?
Let's maybe put this in context. This was a private conversation with an individual that I've known for many years. I said these two issues in frankly, in bad humor, that is being misinterpreted. It is very clear that there was a private conversation. It is with someone. It is an acquaintance.
Can we believe what you said on the phone?
Well, first of all, it's not the phone. It was in the context of a private conversation in person. What is important is that if you look at it in context, that was not a serious attempt. It was a bad attempt at humor on my part. It was in no way to suggest that they will either I will bail them out or otherwise. That is not.
Is it a subject you should do humor about?
Let's look at the context of it. It was a 20-minute conversation, and as part of the conversation in a private setting, it was a range of issues that we discussed. So it is humorous.
If you want to say one thing in private and one thing...
I just wanted to show his hypocrisy there at the end. But anyway, just so you know, this buyback program, they say today you are free to enroll in the program. That always sounds good coming from the government, yeah. Doesn't it? That I want to enroll in a governmental program that I'm free to do today, that I can choose, that's voluntary. Get this, Aaron, get this, Brent, get this, everybody's watching. It's voluntary today.
Right.
And it's fully voluntary from now until next October.
Oh.
But we expect everybody to comply. And he's asked by the reporter, what are you going to do with people who don't comply? And Brent brought this up. And his only response was, we expect them to comply. So the options for complying or not complying are none. It's you either comply or you'll be forced to comply. Not, well, here's what will happen if you don't comply. You know, if you don't comply, you know what? Maybe you have to get a license or whatever, which I hate all that. I'm just saying. Here you have to get a license. You have to go through background. But no, there's no other option outside of complying. Therefore, when he is asked, when the bureaucrat is asked, what are you going to do when people don't comply? Well, we expect them to comply. And they have a year to comply. Otherwise, it will no longer be voluntary.
That's what Belgium did.
Yeah, well, yeah, right. And that's what everybody does. That's what they all do every single time. That's what happened in Australia. And their violent crime rate went through the roof. That's what they did in England. Their violent crime rate went through the roof. Canada's violent crime rate is going through the roof. Of course, that has to do with mass immigration of Muslims into your country also. Low IQ inbred Pakistanis. So there you go. And this is all cabal. Because if you want people to be leveraged into a one-world commerce system, the single access point controlled by the globalist left, your entrance into your 15-minute city, your exit out, at when you can gas up your car, when you can't. You eat bug eyes while they eat ribeyes. They have walls and guns. You have none. What do they have to do to get you to that place? Yeah, first got to take your guns away. And it's got nothing to do with deer hunting, as the leftist, whatever a leftist says, completely disregard it. You know, it's, why do you have to have an AR-15? To protect me from you. If you decide to go totalitarian, that's there to protect me from you. Look them in the eye. Look them in the eye. As one of the conservative commentators, I can't remember which now, it was right after the Kirk shooting, told a leftist, well, because you're killing us. So you look at a leftist and say, why do I need a 9mm? Why do I need an AK-47? Why do I need an AR-15? Well, and why do I need thousands of rounds? Well, to protect me from you. That's why.
Yep.
Because before everybody, if you look at, all the genocides, shall we? Let's be honest about genocides, whether they're Jewish or not. Can we be honest about all of them? Because was there a Jewish genocide? Were Jews killed in concentration camps? Yes, by the millions. That did happen. That's confirmed. Now, was it as many millions as they claim? No, because the numbers don't line up. But there were millions that were killed. So you, again, people propagandize things. But how many were killed in the Gulag archipelagos? 28 million Christians. Hmm. And why was that? Because none of the Christians had already been disarmed via the Bolshevik Revolution. But don't worry, because the Bolsheviks were telling them the entire time, we'll keep all the guns and then we'll protect you. Just like they tell you, we're going to defund the police, take all of your policemen away. But don't worry, we're sending in the social workers to protect you. But all the while, the people defunding the police all have guns and walls around them. It's the way it is. Always look for the bourgeois elitist, whether they're right-wingers or left-wingers. Look for the bourgeois globalist elitist. And if they're actually right-wingers, they won't qualify as a globalist. A globalist can't be a right-winger. If you see a right-winger like Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell, Mitt Romney, The Bushes, they're all globalists. That's because they're not right-wingers. They're holding those Republican seats so that legitimate Republicans can't take them and so that they can legislate as a Democrat with an R in front of their name. But yeah, but Tom, they do some, you know, you'll see Bill Barr say a Republican-esque thing or conservative-esque thing. Well, what they do is they will take, like you put in these fake Republican shills for that are actually Democrats. What they'll actually do is they will pass a Republican thing while they pass three Democrat things, i.e. John Thune, who votes with Chucky Shutdown Schumer for 51% of the time because he'll pass one Republican thing. That's why you're like, yeah, but Mitch McConnell confirmed conservative justices. Well, first of all, have any of you noticed how conservative they are? Not at all.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, but they'll pass one conservative thing to give them bona fides and then pass four leftist things.
Yep.
They'll pass one conservative budget and seven Democratic Party budgets. That's what they'll do. One leftist budget. I don't know, I'm trying to get liberal out of my mind because liberal comes from libertarian. They're certainly not that. So that's what they have to do is defang us all. Don't ever give them up. I don't care whatever all the shooting. They're the ones that are doing the shootings. The very people that want to take away the guns are the ones that are perpetrating the shootings. Every time trans shooters, 7 out of the last 10 mass shootings were trans shooters. The biggest assassination since JFK, trans shooter, allegedly Tyler Robinson. Again, I don't know, but anyway, and 7 out of 10 were trans. Well, the three that were left are all
non-binary.
Non-binary.
Yeah,
we can't figure out what they are. Okay, which means trans shooter on SSRIs, as always. Yep. Let's go to another aspect of the cabal. Daniel Turner video. California's $2.2 billion solar farm in the Mojave Desert is shutting down after requiring natural gas to operate. Play for me.
We use taxpayer dollars like Obama's $2.2 billion solar plant in California that had to close after years of wasted money. I see solar working on somebody's home because it gets rid of the transmission lines and it can supplement their energy uses. But when you have these $2.2 billion solar plants, I mean, they just had to shut it down.
And there you have it, Aaron. Can you get that pick right there? You see if you can roll back. Give me that pick of that giant solar farm. So what are you talking about solar, Tom, or the climate crisis? What are you talking about as far as cabal with that? Well, that again, that's good enough. It's very simple. It's very simple. If they can push the climate change agenda, the climate change hoax agenda, I'll now abbreviate, call it the climate agenda. If they can push the climate hoax agenda on us, again, that is a way to control you. How so? If they put us all on electric, which is the point of all of these solar farms, and everybody got the headline of that, right? This 2.2 California, of course, under Gavin Newsom, whose main purpose in life is to lop off penises. California's $2.2, here's a picture of it, $1 billion. Now, Aaron, who do you think paid for that?
Us.
Me and you paid for that. Yeah. Congratulations. I just wanted you to know that you and I paid for that. A solar farm in the Mojave Desert is shutting down because it required natural gas to operate it. How does that make sense to anybody? And Aaron and I have put this on the podcast before, where you've had these Tesla charging stations, the electric car charging stations. And what's behind them all? What's behind them all? A diesel engine in a shed charging it. How does this make sense to anybody? So the purpose is to get everything electrified. That's the purpose of the entire climate hoax, is to get everything electrified. And in and of itself, that makes no sense, because what makes electric? Burning fossil fuels. But so how they justify their electric agenda is to say, well, we'll use solar farms that never work. They never produce enough power. So the purpose of it is to get you on electric, because electric they can control. Fossil fuels they can't. You can go gas up your car anytime you want, unless you're on a biometric ID they can turn off. That's why you have to resist all angles. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. 2 Corinthians 4:8-9. That's us. We're hard pressed on every side, but you have to recognize the tactic. The climate tactic is to get you on electric. So don't go to your Home Depot and buy an electric weed whacker. Get the gas one.
Yeah, baby.
Don't go and get an electric car. I love Tesla, but screw Tesla. Go buy a gas car. Go buy a gas blower. Go buy a gas weed whacker, a gas mower, a gas car. Do the correct thing. Well, you know, they're just so much quieter. Screw that. Screw that. Forget about they're quieter, whatever it is. I don't care. I mean, I got to get a new weed whacker soon myself. I didn't go get one of those electric ones. I'm getting one that makes lots of noise. I'm getting one. I mean, I'm getting a gas-powered weed whacker. I got a tree trimmer, gas-powered. All of it's gas-powered. Blowing out all kinds of CO2. Love every minute of it. Suck it up like cocaine. Ooh, that's CO2. There you go. Yeah. You can't, because the whole purpose of it is to get you on electric. Once it gets you on electric, your whole life is your plugs at your house, yep. Your electric at your house. And who controls that? Who controls it? An ESG, which means environmental social governance, an ESG governed company, which is in cahoots, which is fascism with the federal government. Remember that, and they just shut it off anytime they want. All sorts of angles of control. All right, let's go to the next one. Wide Awake Media video. Vietnam has closed 86 million bank accounts. Why was that? Well, let's find out. Play it for me.
Vietnam has closed 86 million bank accounts. They've frozen them, seized the assets, but they've closed the accounts. And that's 43% of all the accounts. There's around 200 million in Vietnam. Really? And the quote that they give is, prevent fraud and cybercrime. It's always in your best interest, except when it isn't. Can you imagine that number, 86 million, how many millions of people and families that have actually gone into serious, serious trouble because they cannot access their account, either because they refused or couldn't give, the digital ID? That's what they wanted. You had to register a digital ID with biometric data. Give more of your privacy away without your choice. And if you don't do it, we'll take your money, whether you like it or not. And the Canadian government has already shown us how to do this, because they closed the accounts of the truckers because of a peaceful protest. How the people that authorised that are not in jail serving long sentences, well, is anybody's guess. But the serious point here is, it's coming here. They're pushing for digital IDs. And what's going to be the pushback? When is it going to stop? We had it during COVID. Oh, just get one vaccination and you'll be fine. And then they took away your permissions after you got your vaccine and said, no, actually you need another one. And then another one. The point is, these type of people, they keep on taking more and more. The more we give away our freedom, our power, the more they'll take. We are on the edge of a cliff. We don't actually act now and start saying enough is enough. Whether we have to form a brand new government, whatever it is we have to do, or just stop using cards, we have to show that we are not going to allow this or accept this. Because if we all stopped going to work, or we all stopped using our cards, they'd pretty much listen to us rather quickly. And that's a choice we still have at the moment. If cash disappears, that choice is gone forever. And I wouldn't like to think of the world where we are controlled, where we can drive, where we can fly, what food we can eat, and the bank can choose whether to let you make that purchase or not. That's a dangerous road. And it really is quite scary, because just think of COVID during those times, you would be in deep trouble. You either get whatever the government's pushing, whether it's that, whether it's something else, whether it's a digital ID, or you pay the price. This isn't a democracy. This isn't freedom. And we should resist it as much as we can by choosing.
All right, so there you go. And just bless the 86 million accounts. Who knows how many people that actually represents in Vietnam. Why are they closing their accounts? That's the actual customer closing their accounts because they refuse digital ID. The people in Vietnam can see it. Then listen, the people in Vietnam probably don't have the access to the information that you and I do. So if they can see it and they can feel it, because you know what? This comes with a demonic presence. It comes with a demonic anointing upon it. And you can sense it. It's like COVID. You could smell it. Like Brent wasn't in Florida at this time. He was up in Ohio, and he knew something was wrong. He didn't have access to Foundation Church at the time. There isn't one up there, is there? Is there anything church like ours up there?
No, not
nothing. He saw, he watched me telling people to take vaccines and shove it up their rectums. That's what drew him to the church. That cat, that had a godly anointing on it. But he knew something was wrong up there, and he didn't necessarily have anybody telling him. He knew this is wrong. This is not sitting right with me. And he and his wife, they knew it. And these people in Vietnam, they know it. Something is wrong with this. They're like, we're not taking this digital ID, because once you're under that digital ID, and that is your singular access point to all commerce, but the problem is somebody else empowers the access. You may hold the card, but somebody else turns it on and off.
Yep.
That's the point. It's called leveraging you. Let me show you one of the most pathetic things I've ever seen, Aaron, side by side. Just give it a little context. I want to just introduce this video, because here you have the Pope praying over an ice cube. You listen, you know that your ministry has now reached rock freaking bottom when you are praying over inanimate objects. And this goes for you Pentecostals too. Yeah. And I have Pentecostals come up and tell me, we want to pray over the seats. Well, you know what? Go ahead. You want to go pray over inanimate objects? Go right ahead. You're just like Pope Leo then. Stop praying. We just want to pray over each and every seat. Why do you think, where did Jesus ever pray over an inanimate object? Think about it. I mean, I know about cursing. He curled the fig tree. By the way, fig tree's alive. But anyway, you go pray. If we have Christians, we want to encircle the building and just lay hands on the building. You know what? You can do that on your own if you want, but it's got nothing to do with Tom Lipley. And I ain't never coming. You're never going to see me out here. You know, just pray over the building. I just pray that, as if God was still locked into the temple, and we're going to just pray that God would fill this place.
Yeah.
Where is God, everybody? Where is he? Okay, if you're a Christian, you are the temple of the Holy Ghost, so why are you laying hands on a chair or on a building?
Preach.
Yeah, because you're religious, just like this idiot right here. Yes, idiot. Yes, idiot. One more time. Idiot. And here it is. New Colin Rugg video, Pope Leo. Hi, my name's Pope Leo. Blessed is the block of ice. This is my, I'm just reading it. Before a blue tarp is rolled out by Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh.
Is rolled out and waved by people, including Arnold Schwarzenegger, at the Raising Hope for Climate Justice Conference. Just it like, well, Tom, what am I going to do? I'm a Catholic. Stop being a Catholic. I know people don't want to say it. And they're like, well, yeah, but Tom, what about all these predominant conservatives that are Catholic? They stop being Catholic. It's religious. I'm not saying you can't be saved to be Catholic. I'm telling you, stop all the religiosity. What does Matthew 23:9 say? Do not call anyone on earth. Aaron, what does that encompass?
Anyone on earth.
Right. Yeah. Okay. See how deep I am? I'm very deep and theological. Yep. Very deep and theological.
Yeah.
Do not call anyone on earth Father. What's this guy called? The Holy Father.
Oops.
So if you're part of that, and Jesus Christ himself said in Matthew 23:9, do not call anyone on earth Father if you have one Father and he is in heaven. What should you not call anybody, since Jesus said not to call him that?
Father.
There you go. Then that maybe you're wrong. And not only do you call people Father, you call them Mother, you call them Sister. What are you thinking? What's going on with you? Get out. Come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Stop being religious. Be a follower of Jesus. Be somebody who's full of the Holy Spirit, not a religious person who prays repetitive religious prayers. Get out. What about Candace Owens? She's a Catholic. I love Candace. She shouldn't be a Catholic. Tom, man, you're going to burn some bridges. You're going to lose some viewers. What's nothing new? Nothing new for me. I lose people all the time. I am the world. I mean, I should have a camera behind me on Sunday morning. That catches all the people that get up and leave right when I start to preach. They love Aaron's worship. But I start to preach, they people migrate out. That's you want to talk about mass migration.
I can make that happen.
Yeah. Aaron could ruin the worship if he wanted to. But I'm just saying, that's the thing. If he started preaching the way I preach, then he would. That's not his job. Aaron builds up the service, and then I tear it to pieces.
That's right, baby.
That's Mark Hollings. But anyway, but I digress. So here it is. Here's Pope Leo praying over a block of ice. Play for me.
Wow. Lord of life, bless this water. May it awaken our hearts, cleanse our indifference, soothe our grief, and renew our hope through Christ our Lord.
Laudato si, mi Signore, con tutte le tue creature.
We will raise hope by opening spaces for dialogue, creative energy, and solutions that we haven't yet dreamed of. Will you join us?
Laudato si, mi Signore, con tutte le tue creature. Laudato si, mi Signore, con tutte le tue creature.
Put it up whenever you can. All right. Man, the Terminator's gone downhill. Man, I mean, there he is. I mean, can a leftist, like we played the music coming out of Davos, can they ever find anybody to sing? Look at the idiocy. Look at the asinine idiocy of this. There is absolutely no evidence that that human beings contribute to climate change whatsoever. We could do a 30-minute dissertation on it. I'm not going to do that to you. It's 10:13. And I promised that I would do a little bit of Gaza stuff, but look at the asinine idiocy of this. And you're like, well, what am I going to do? I'm a Catholic. Get out. Come to Foundation Church. By the way, I'll do that right now. Foundation Church this Sunday, 10 o'clock Eastern, 10 a.m. Eastern time. Join us either in person or online. There's the address. Find us. We're live on all the social media platforms, everything. So please just join us. Get out, because this is what the Catholic Church is all about. Pushing. Look at this. Look at this. Aaron, do you have can you just click the audio on? Is it possible, or is it muted beyond?
No, we'll put it on.
Yeah, just go ahead and put that thing on. I mean, you just have to join us. All right, here we go. Oh no, I need the audio of the singing. Don't you feel it? See, I'm just telling you, just leave it on. I'm just telling you right now, if I was a part of this church, I would not be a part of this church. I'm leaving. I'm out. Tom, you're going to lose a lot of people. Watch your show. It doesn't matter to me. I'm telling you the truth. Get out. Look at what this is the Pope. This is the leader. This would be as if me at Foundation Church was doing this. Brent, you still come to church if I was doing this?
No.
If we had Foundation Church, just leave all the audio on. I'll scream over it. If at Foundation Church on Sunday morning, Brent walked in with his family,
we will raise hope
and saw me with a giant block of ice on the stage with my hands laid on it, praying over ice, and then having a bunch of idiots come up with somehow a blue tarp and wave it around and have some person who's tone deaf singing over it. Would you attend that church? I wouldn't. Get out. All right, finally bring it back to me. Hey, I want to show you this video, Gunther Eagleman video. Look at the enthusiasm of Nicole Wallace as Trump accomplishes his 7th Middle Eastern peace deal. Play it for me.
Major update out of Gaza, where Hamas handed over a statement to mediators announcing its agreement today to release all Israeli hostages, both living and those who have died, but with conditions. Hamas also renewed its agreement to, quote, hand over the administration of the Gaza Strip to a Palestinian body of independence. This news comes as we approach almost 2 years since the brutal terrorist attack in Israel by Hamas-led militants, and as the death toll in Gaza continues to rise with more Israeli attacks overnight.
Can bring it back to me. So there you go. Just see how happy she is? She literally looks like her dog just died. Like Aaron just said, that's her facial expression.
Peace.
I mean, there's a myriad of tributaries to this entire Gaza situation. There's stuff that's pro-Israel, there's stuff that's anti-Israel, pro-Gaza, anti-Gaza, pro-Hamas, anti-Hamas. Everything should be anti-Hamas because it's Islam. Israel, it needs to be case by case. Everything Hamas is evil. But you would think somebody who has been very concerned about this Gazan genocide, which it is, there is a genocide going on, would be happy that this was finally coming to an end. Would everybody agree? Because it appears now that it's at least has a chance of coming to an end. But since Trump is the one that's accomplished it and Biden couldn't for all of for the rest of 2023 and all of 2024, he couldn't prevent it and he couldn't end it. But because Trump is now ending Biden's, another one of Biden's problems, Nicole Wallace, who remember now, this just shows you the absolute fraudulentness of the two-party system. This was the press secretary for George Herbert for George W. Bush, right here. That just shows you the essence of it. There's a lot to this peace deal. I actually have pages on it here. There's lots of different things. Ceasefire begins upon agreement. Hamas releases 48 living Israeli hostages and remains and deceased ones within 72 hours. Israel halts offensive operations. No Israeli annexation or long-term occupation of Gaza. Gazan governance, temporary technocratic Palestinian committee, board of peace chaired by Trump. I love it. Hamas must disarm and play no role in future governance. All sorts of things. I could read it to you for an hour. I won't go do that to you. It's 10:17. But anyway, listen, join us at Foundation Church this Sunday. Again, I'm not going to go over that again, but be with us. Be with us. If there's no church just like this one in your area, come and join us online. Make this your home church online. All right, Rumble Rants tonight, lots of them. So Brent does get his pastry paycheck tonight.
Yes.
Congratulations. Nate Dad, Rumble Rants tonight. Nate Dad won $50. Braden McGroin, $16. Mike Griffith, $10. Richard Perry, $49, $10. Dave Souders, $10. Jules, 21 hours, $10. Hefner, $10. Thank you guys so much in the rant. Love you guys. Appreciate you. Love each and every one of you in the rant. If you're not with us on Sunday, but be there. Be there on Sunday. Let's break a record. Let's break a record on Sunday. Be there with us on Sunday. If not, I will see you Monday at 9 o'clock p.m. as always. Love you all. Stick around for the post game. God bless you.